We said before the game that it was all about results of this season, because it wasn't really about a performance today, was it?
I think the good thing for us as a team and for our supporters was the performance we had on Tuesday night. You know, but today it was apparent from the first ball back to Charlie Raglan that it was never going to be a game of football. You know, and that's no disrespect to Oldham, because Dean wants to play football as well. He's got some good players in the team, so... You know, we had to make a change early on purely for that reason. It wasn't a good spectacle in any shape or form. It wasn't a good game to watch. You know, I heard our supporters were coming on the pitch. I think if we score, well, he'd probably still be here Wednesday, Thursday by the time we might score. There was never going to be a goal in the game, in my opinion. Maybe we could have got a little bit of magic or arm and chance, but all in all, it's a good point. It's a draw away from home. And, you know, with two games for us to go now, three for Rochdale. I think there's only Rochdale that can catch us, Phil. You might have to think so. Yeah. They'd have to win all three. We're in a fantastically great position. That's great credit to the players.
So confirmation that the switch, it wasn't an injury or anything to Gardner.
Just get a bit more physicality up the top end, Phil. You know, Sam Clucas would have been a lonely striker. We certainly weren't going to pass through them with Gary Roberts in them areas of the pitch. So we had to make that adjustment. It's not a good game to watch, is it? It's not good for our supporters, but I'm sure we'll be forgiven for one or two of them.
And towards the end, Chesterfield became stronger. Good chance from Clucas hit the post. Everett in there, Roberts. It looked like there was only going to be one winner at the end.
Everett just hit the keeper, didn't he? You know, and that was the thing. But that's, listen, I don't think either team done enough to win that game today. I think a draw was probably a fair result. So you shake hands, you go and have a beer with the lads, and we move on. Got a great game next week. So it's mouth-watering game to play Bristol City in front. Hopefully it'll be a full house at home. I don't know how Bristol have gone on.
They've confirmed as champions.
Fantastic achievement for Steve and the staff and the players. It's a great day for everyone at Bristol City. So I'm sure it can be a carnival atmosphere. Hopefully if the result goes well for us Tuesday night, we'll all know. If it's not Tuesday, we'll have to seal our own fate on Saturday.
You obviously had to make a late change with Sam Hurd having a thigh strain. What was the story?
He's just been feeling it, Phil. These guys can develop into long injuries and he can be out for weeks. So we felt now if Sam missed today, then he's going to be good to go. So we just felt it was beneficial. And you've got players like Charlie Raglan who are ready to play. You know, he strolls through games. He's got great positional sense, great awareness. So does it make it stronger or weaker? I think it's irrelevant. We've got fantastically good players and they all deserve great credit.
And regardless of the performance, Paul, you're in a stronger position now than you were at 3 o'clock. So it can only be a good day.
Just happy, Phil. Just delighted for the supporters and for Chris, the chairman, you know, for everyone. Because football's tough. It's a tough industry. So managers now get sacked very, very quick. People don't get anywhere near enough time to see things through. And if you're going to put your stamp on a club, it certainly doesn't happen in a short period. You know, for us to be in the playoffs and in around them playoff areas with two games to go, it's fantastic for all the players. We're still not there yet. You know, Rochdale can still win the last three games, and that's football. You know, if Keith's team does that and we lose two, I'll be the first to congratulate Keith, because it'll be a fantastic achievement for him.
Well, I've got my ticket booked for Rochdale, Oren. Will I see you there?
Phil, you seen me at Fleetwood South End last year, didn't we? I'm sure we'll see each other Tuesday night, hopefully in the Orient End.